Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We do. And this here is an old mini episode where, you know, we take your voicemails, we take your emails.
And we answer your questions.
And if you would like to contact us, you can leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390, or you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Both those things are true.
That is where we live on the internet.
Indeed.
We have a lot of really great, interesting listener comments today, Dori.
Yeah, so I know. I'm excited.
Should we just jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Hi, Kate and Dori. My name is Ellie. I am a longtime listener, first-time caller. And you may hear in the background a pump going because my self-care while pumping for my 7.5-month-old is listening to your podcast while I pump. Anyway, I was listening today and was listening to you guys talk about the sort of joy that pregnant women feel when they're able to eat whatever they want and how some of the body image stuff goes away while you're pregnant. I just wanted to share my experience about that and after. So I was really afraid that once I had my baby, that all of the body image stuff would come back and I would feel like, oh, now I have to go back to how it was before, and not, you know, feel the freedom to eat whatever I wanted. And I was talking to one of my friends about it, and she said, what if you just didn't go back to that place? And I thought, huh. That's a revolutionary thought. What if I just continued to give myself permission to eat what I want and be who I am and enjoy the things I want to enjoy when I'm not pregnant and still very much supporting a human and taking care of myself? So just wanted to reframe that narrative for you, that this is not something that can be exclusively related to pregnancy and that you can really take that freedom that you feel now while pregnant and the permission that you've been giving yourself to take care of yourself in the way that you want to, and you can really carry that beyond pregnancy. So I just wanted to share that story. Thank you guys so much for your podcast. It really brightens my day while I take time out to pump and feed my baby. Bye.
What a great narrative reframing.
I have now listened to that voicemail a couple times. I'm going to say every time I come close to crying,
aww,
it's like this listener just dialed up my personal cell phone and sent a message to my heart, because you are so right. This is such great advice and just something I need to carry with me and think about as a person who doesn't even have babies anymore.
Mm-hmm,
I've
got
like basically 72-year-old women as children.
Yeah, you have real humans.
They are intense. But yeah, I'm so glad you shared this, because you are really right. And I think this is one of the hardest things that's come along with me working on my own just body acceptance and self-love in terms of like my inner and outer form.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how I feel.
Well, you know, I hate to say it is a journey, but it is, because your body does go through this incredible transformation in terms of what it's physically doing, how it's physically changed, like not just the way you look to the outside world, but like your bones and your joints and your, you know, and everything on the inside, your organs. You know, after a C-section, my organs got kind of shuffled around and things change.
Your lung was in your knee.
It was fascinating. I could breathe. off my kneecap. So I what an insightful message.
Yeah. And I'm glad that this listener has gotten there.
Yes. Thank you, listener. We have a question via voicemail.
Oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on to your hats.
Hi, Dory and Kate. This is Liz. I'm calling from Maryland, and I am absolutely obsessed with your podcast. I love it. Also, I'm sorry if my message isn't coming through clearly. I'm at walking the dog right now, but I just came up with a question that I had to ask you guys. So I am a very ambitious person, but also a very anxious person. So I wanted to ask you guys about, like, stress and goal setting, like anxiety and goal setting. So I find that, like, I have my goals that, like, I want to accomplish, but setting goals, like, to an extent makes me nervous and anxious because I'm worried that I'm not going to be able to achieve them. And I mean, like, I'm the type of person who, if I have a journal and I put something in it that I don't think looks right, like, I'll throw the whole thing away. But, like, you can't do that with a lot of things. If I, like, make a misstep or, like, don't achieve a goal in my job, I can't just get a whole new job. So how do you deal with that? Well, do you deal with that? And if you do, like, how do you move towards your goals without it being so stressful and anxiety-ridden with the potential of failure? I don't know if this makes any sense, but I would just love to hear your guys' take. You are both just so insightful all the time and just wonderful. So thank you for the podcast. Please keep doing it because I don't know what I would listen to otherwise. You're the best. Thank you.
Oh, we will never stop.
We are going to be doing this podcast in the year 2121.
Because we will live that long.
We are going to have super health. Yeah. And also, I just want to say, I love a dog walk call.
Well, you know, the first call, she was pumping.
Yeah.
This call, she was walking her dog. We had the dishwasher unloading.
We love a multitask.
I love a multitask. So thank you for calling in.
Yeah, you could be out walking yourself. You don't need a dog to call us while walking.
Anyway. You know, I am going to quote someone who I saw comment on Facebook recently. Don't remember who or where this was. It could have been in the Forever 35 group. I don't recall.
Go on.
But it was basically addressing this question of when things don't turn out the way you wanted them to, and how do you prepare for that? And this person said, I found it helpful to visualize the worst case scenario outcome and then think about what I would actually do in that scenario. And you know, that is what helped me in IVF also.
I remember you talking a little bit about
that. Yeah, like visualizing what is the worst case scenario. And instead of just thinking, oh God, I don't want that to happen, it was like, okay, if that happens, what am I going to do? And for you, caller, you know, you said, if I mess up a big project at work, I can't just look for another job. Okay, but like what will you do at work if you mess up a big project? Like what happens? And I think, what is the absolute worst thing that could happen? And kind of working through that, I think, can really help deal with that anxiety.
I also would suggest that you look at what, for me, let me rephrase this. For me, I get obsessed with not making mistakes because I'm afraid of disappointing people.
Mm-hmm.
Dory, and you get worried about not making mistakes, but it's a different motivation.
It's about disappointing myself.
Yourself. Yeah. And so I think it's helpful to examine what it is that's motivating this fear inside of you of making these mistakes or having these failures. It's a continuous work for me to look at what am I afraid of if I disappoint people, and what am I afraid of happening, and what do I do when it does happen, and how can I sit with that discomfort?
For me, it was like constantly having to acknowledge that no one holds me to the standard that I hold myself to.
Oof.
Like literally no one.
And do you find that that is an ongoing practice for
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
So understanding that part about yourself, I think, is really important. And it's not going to change who you are, because who you are is who you are.
Yeah.
It's what makes you amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help you to get to know why you might be feeling this way.
And I think it helps you manage it. And I think it also helps you take risks. I know that I am happier when I take a risk, even if it doesn't work out.
My stepmother once told me that perfect is the enemy of good.
Of good.
Yeah. I don't totally know what that means, but I like how it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, this has been like Tina Fey has a great passage about this in Bossy Pants, her memoir, talking about actually finishing work and how, you know, perfect is the enemy of the good. You want it to be, also, in my opinion, you want something to be done so you can make it better. If you're trying for perfect on the first try.
Yes, Dory, revision.
Revision.
Is a process.
Totally. All right.
Well,
here's an email.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm in a new relationship with someone freaking amazing. He's kind of everything I ever dreamed of, and maybe he's the reward I get for not giving up after dating so many shitty guys for the last 10 years that it felt like I had my mouth open at the end of a conveyor belt of turds.
That's maybe my favorite line you've ever received.
That is amazing.
Amazing.
Your mouth open at the end of a conveyor belt of turds.
I love
you're
you so much.
You're at the turd factory.
And that, it's like you're Laverne and Shirley. You're gonna do it. But it's just turds instead of candy. Okay.
The only problem is that his ex has her Instagram public and I can't stop compulsively comparing myself to her and tallying up all the ways that she's better than me. I feel like she's prettier, skinnier, cooler, more stylish, even a better cook. I feel like a pawn in the patriarchy's game comparing myself to another woman in this way. But it's like getting an itch scratched when I do it. But like one that makes me nauseous and sad afterwards. Let me add that this is an issue I've completely whipped up on my own. None of it came from something my boyfriend said. I'd just like to know if you guys or any other listeners have been in this situation before and if you found anything that helps. Thanks.
Have I been in this situation before, listener? Yes, I have. I mean, yes. Dory, have you?
No.
Go on. Make that no longer.
I don't think I've even ever looked at Matt's. Matt had like two serious ex-girlfriends. I don't think I've ever. I don't even know one of them, their last names. The other one, I looked at her Instagram once, like when we first started dating, but no. And then before Matt, in that period between my last long relationship and Matt, I didn't date anyone seriously enough that like I needed to stalk their exes. And then before that, Instagram wasn't a thing.
Well, I've been dating my husband, or I started dating my husband in 2003.
Yes.
That's as long before Instagram existed. But what did exist was a photo album that his ex-girlfriend had made of their like happy 1 year anniversary.
Oh God. Like a physical photo album.
A physical photo album. That's what we had in 2003.
Take me back.
Oh, what a journey. And I would go through it obsessively. And let me tell you, a woman that my husband dated before me is an extremely accomplished person. Very attractive. Cool.
I think honestly, if my husband had been with that person, because I know who you're talking about, mm-hmm. I would also have a complex.
Yes.
About it.
It's a person that I want to like be friends with. It's one of the coolest women in the world. Okay, so he dated a super cool, super accomplished, talented person, and I was so insecure.
He dated Michelle Obama.
He did. He went back in time and dated Michelle Obama. But this person is older than I am. They have an incredible career. And I was constantly so insecure. And again, it was the same situation in which my boyfriend turned husband never.
Yeah, he was with you.
Yeah. And he had like shoved this photo album into like the back of a closet. And of course, me being a snoop, I dug it out. And it took me a long time. And truly what it took is me growing my own sense of self-worth to realize that I can coexist in the world with this incredibly wonderful, accomplished, talented woman that my husband previously dated. And that the only person like feeding into this comparison narrative is myself. Mm-hmm. And
did you throw out the photo album?
I have no idea. It might be in storage somewhere. It might have been thrown out. I think at one point I like mentioned to my husband and he was like, I don't even remember that photo album. And I was like, oh, you don't? I used to like when you would go shower, I'd like pull it out of the bottom of your closet and look through it. And at some point I was like, oh, but he's not with that person anymore. Yeah. He's with me. He likes me for all the things that I am. Mm-hmm. And that is good enough. And also the person before me was good enough in their own ways. And so now I don't view that person with insecurity. I view them as like an amazing role model, slash person with great hair. But I do understand it's really hard. And I really do think the only way to come out of these situations is just to like look inward and examine the things that make you fantastic.
But in the short term, block her.
The short term, get off and yeah, block them. This is a, we all do this.
Yeah, just block her.
And we're all comparing ourselves to people on Instagram, whether or not they're the exes of our partners.
Yeah.
So take them out of the equation and do that thing on your iPhone where you limit your social media if you are an iPhone user.
I find that very helpful.
We empathize with you, listener. We think you're fantastic, and we're sure that your partner does too.
Yep.
On that note,
we're going to take a quick break.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college? When I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress.
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
No.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they manage to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there, the overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Dory, we have an email here that I would love to read.
I would love you to read it.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here it is.
Okay.
I have a lot of house shame, as my friends call it. I live with my husband and dog in a mid-sized city in the Pacific Northwest. We have decent incomes, look clean and professional, and our social circle is filled with other dinks. Dory, what is a dink?
Dual income, no kids.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'd never heard that term. In the 30-ish range. My problem, our house. My husband bought it about 10 years ago, long before we were dating, and it is basically a rundown bachelor pad. I'm so embarrassed to have people over because even though I've repainted and hung my art, at its core, the house just does not reflect me or us in a way I feel proud of. Moving isn't an option for us right now financially, and I don't have time or interest in learning how to DIY everything. My husband loves his clutter and is pretty rigid about outsourcing, parentheses like hiring a cleaner or a designer. I want to invite friends over because our dog makes it difficult to go out after work, but I also really, really feel ashamed when people see where we live. Do you have any suggestions for how I can both get over my house shame and possibly make this ugly place feel warm and lovely?
I do have some suggestions.
I mean, color me not surprised.
So I think that you might want to have a real conversation with your husband because it's not clear to me that he totally understands the extent of your discomfort and displeasure with your home. And I know in my relationship, I've felt like sometimes there have been things where I'm like, why is this not happening? I feel like I've talked about this 1,000 times, but it's not until I'm like, this is really bothering me. Like, I mean, men sometimes can be kind of dense and they need, I'm not going to make a blanket generalization. I have found in my relationships that the men I have been with have often need things spelled out in like 10 feet high neon letters for it to finally sink through their brains. And then they're like, I didn't know it was bothering you so much. And I'm like, has anyone been listening?
I have, Dory. I want to say that I have.
Thank you, Kate. And look, maybe you have had this conversation. Maybe you have posted the 10-foot high neon letters. But if you haven't, I think that this is a place to start. And I would also come up with a plan. If he's really opposed to hiring a cleaner or designer, I think you can say, I would like to just at least make our living room a place that I feel like I can bring guests and feel comfortable. You know, start there. Because it's not like your friends are going to be hanging out in the bedroom anyway.
I have a couple more thoughts. I think there is room for compromise between you.
What?
What's that? Between you and your husband, in that you don't want to do any DIY and you have no interest or time for DIY, and he doesn't want to get a cleaner or designer. So you're kind of at this impasse where I think you both need to make some compromises to make the space more appealing for both of you. Meaning like maybe you pick one space to DIY, you know, like you're a wall. It doesn't need to be the whole house. But like Dory's saying, if you just focus on the living room, you know, maybe there is room to meet in the middle in a way that fits in your budget and also fits with your values that you both are bringing to the table. I do know there are some apps, interior design apps, that yes. might be helpful.
I have not used them, but I've been intrigued by them.
Same. We people cannot have, endorse. We've yeah, never tried them.
But like Modzy is one of them. Yeah. That I know people have used and liked.
So that might be a cost-effective compromise. Yeah, I don't know what your budget is.
I think they're like best. One of their options, I think, is like $50, and I think one is like $99. Like, I don't think it's an expensive thing, but again, don't quote us on this.
Don't quote us. Can I also add a reframe the narrative situation?
Yes.
I would look at your home and look where you are and find things to have house pride about. Mm-hmm. Because one, I think it's wonderful that you are able to own a home. You can look at the way that it is maybe helping you as an investment or saving money or whatever it might be financially, if it is a benefit to your financial assets. And I think also finding things that you do love about this space and maybe focusing on those areas to enhance. But there are lots of things I think to feel proud of in owning a home. So if there are ways for you to rethink it. My other thing that, you know, I grew up with my mom used to always like be frantically cleaning before anyone came into our house because she was so certain it was messy. And it never was. Mm. The way you perceive yourself and your space is not how your friends are probably mm-hmm. seeing it. And my guess is they probably just want to spend time with you. So have them over into your space now, whether or not it's
it doesn't need changed. To be Instagram ready.
No, fuck Instagram ready anything. Really? Right? Yeah. I mean, look, I'm going to talk about this later, but my dog shit in my house twice this past weekend and we just found one of them. And it's been there for like 2 days. Whoops. All right. None of our homes are Instagram worthy.
Yours is.
Well, not in the space where the dog has taken poops.
That's fair.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway. There you go, listener. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor article makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters and then my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs, including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, I'm going to read this last email. Hoping you guys might have some advice for me and others who may experience this. When my friends have some exciting news, i.e. going on a tropical vacation, getting a raise, finding a fun new couple to hang out with, being successful in a workout class, my initial emotion is jealousy. Then I realize quickly I should be happy for them, and I feel like a complete jerk. How can I help myself to be proud of my friends and happy for their successes and accomplishments instead of jealous and almost resentful? I should clarify that this isn't just me scrolling on Facebook seeing acquaintances' news, but with my close best friends. I truly want them to succeed and build happy lives. So how can I switch my thought process? This is like
the previous person.
It's like the other side of the coin
with the boyfriend,
with the Instagram ex-girlfriend.
Man, social media. This would exist without social media.
And this person claims it's not about social media.
So, listener, I understand this. This used to be a space I existed in very deeply. And sometimes I visit it from time to time.
Sure.
Because it is hard not to. This is a human thing. So don't beat yourself up too hard. I think one thing that has been very helpful and for me to kind of realize is understanding that I can exist in a world where other people have success. Their success mm-hmm. or accomplishments does not mean that doesn't take anything away from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's even if it's a person in the same exact field as me.
It's not a zero sum game.
No. And I think other people's success and accomplishments beget your own. You know what I mean? Isn't this a tangent of shine theory? Call your girlfriend's shine theory.
I don't shine if you don't shine.
Right. Shine theory. Call your girlfriend. Best theory in the world.
Mm-hmm. But shine theory TM.
Yes. They TM'd it. So I think that, you know, looking at the many things that you have without comparing them to whatever your friends have, because there's always going to be someone who can take a nicer vacation, has a better, quote unquote, better job. You know, keeping up with the Joneses bullshit is real.
Yeah. I found this affected me more when I lived in New York for some reason. Like, it's so easy to compare yourself constantly to other people. And you're like, oh, well, that person's parents pay their rent, or, you know, just like all these things that other people have that you don't have. And it's so easy to lose perspective about what you actually have.
Yeah, it is. And I think also, you know, having an understanding that we can have material items or get a raise or have a fun new couple to hang out with, but also everybody is suffering and struggling in their own ways. Mm-hmm. And those are the things we often are not seeing, whether in our real interactions or on social media. Like, there are people, everybody has their pains and their hardships in addition to all these wonderful things it looks like people have. It also sounds like, you know, you're feeling the jealousy and then realizing like, hey, that's not the way I want to be feeling. So, you know what you could do if someone gets a cool new job, like write them a note and say like, I'm really happy for you. You know,
that's so nice.
Express your excitement for them. I think it will make you feel good. And also take a minute to look around you and see all the great things that you have going on. Make a little handwritten note.
How about a gratitude journal?
You know, I'm always going to say yes to adding gratitude into your daily perspective.
But that could help.
It does. It really does help. On the worst days, I always try to make myself do a gratitude practice so that I am still able to find, and like, not even the worst days, like the days where I'm just like feeling that dumb, like pity shithead spiral that you get in sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, I suck. And even the gratitude can just be like water, clean, that I'm fortunate enough to have clean water coming out of my faucet.
Yeah. I mean, if you've read anything about the way LA got water, you know that this was not an easy task.
And many of our fellow citizens do not have access to clean water. So, you know, we have a lot to be grateful for, is what I'm saying. Anyway, I hope that helps, dear sweet angel listener. Well, Dory, I think it's time for us to wrap it up for today.
I think so as well.
Please feel free to always email us, give us a call. We love receiving your messages, and we do our best.
We're waiting by the phone.
We are. Don't forget to give us a...
Operators are standing by
for your wringle dingles and your zaps. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.